7.
Time for a second cup of coffee as another interesting guest joins Tony Reno on the WICC Family Breakfast Club. Here's Tony's conversation piece on WICC.
Well, you know, March is National Brain Injury Month. Is it March or April?
March.
March, okay. Just want to make sure. March is National Brain Injury Month. And with us here is Chris Bernard from the law firm of Koskoff, Koskoff and Beter. And he's here to tell us a little bit about it and what's going on. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me, Tony.
Okay. You know, I was listening to your spots that we play over here. One of the things that it kind of hit me. When you said on the spot, a concussion, that's actually a brain injury.
That's exactly right.
And I really wasn't aware of that. You think it's your head. You don't really think that the brain is involved.
Right. And that's one of the important reasons why the governor proclaimed this National Brain Injury Awareness Month, because people don't recognize that something like a concussion is, in fact, a brain injury and can lead to very serious consequences. One of the things we've been seeing in the news now, the NFL, for instance, has finally come to the recognition that concussions are a big problem and they're causing lifelong problems for former NFL players. It turns out that children in the age group of 15 to 19 are actually at one of the greatest risks for concussions. And so one of the things that is being done now, the Brain Injury Association of Connecticut, which is a nonprofit organization that my law firm, Koskoff, Koskoff and Beter, has been supporting, is trying to promote a law which would protect high school students from the effects of brain injuries, because what can happen is child gets hurt in a game, and the coach may say, "Well, just walk it off. You're okay.
Sure.
Go back in." And once a child's had a concussion, they are three times more likely to have another concussion. And kids also take longer to heal from concussions, and if they have a second concussion before the first one heals, they can have brain swelling, they can have permanent brain damage, and they can die from it. So there's a law that's been proposed in Connecticut that's been dubbed "When in doubt, sit it out." And the idea is that if it would require coaches, if they suspect that there's a concussion, to take the child out of the game and not allow the child to return until he's been cleared by a doctor. And it also provides for training for coaches so that they can recognize the signs of a brain injury. Some people think, for instance, that you have to lose consciousness in order to have a concussion.
Right. But that's what I would think. Yeah, sure.
But the fact is that most concussions happen without a loss of consciousness. And the symptoms initially can be pretty subtle. They can be just some dizziness, some nausea, just a little bit of confusion, a headache. But anything like that follows a head injury, it's important that the child be taken out of the game, that he be evaluated by a doctor before he's allowed to return, because otherwise it could be very dangerous for the child.
Well, the thing that I think about is, I don't know if you remember, do you remember that actress, Natasha Richardson?
Yes.
She had fallen down or whatever it was, and people, she got up.
Right.
She fell down, she hit her head, she got up, she was talking to people, she was laughing, and everything seemed just fine, and by that evening, she was dead.
Right.
And that's very, very scary. That really is.
Right. The symptoms don't always come on right away. They can come on hours later, they can even come on days later. And so it's very important to recognize the symptoms. Also, people don't understand that you don't actually need to hit your head in order to have a head injury. You can have, if you fall down, for instance, and your body moves very quickly, your head goes back and forth, your brain is inside of a solid skull, and it gets bounced around inside of that skull, and you can have an injury without actually banging your head. So, for instance, if you're in a car accident, you have a whiplash-type injury, your head just going back and forth can cause a concussion and can cause a brain injury.
Okay, and it's kids are forever playing, they're pushing each other around, they're and it's very frightening because, hey, your kid is out side. He's playing, and you don't know what the heck is happening. And he gets up and kind of shrugs it off and never mentions it.
Right.
So you're right. It's important that you recognize those signs.
Yep.
That really is. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the cause that you guys are supporting?
Sure. The Brain Injury Association of Connecticut is a nonprofit in Connecticut, and they're devoted to doing two things. One is to providing resources to the thousands of Connecticut residents who are brain injured and to their families, because these have a lifelong effect. And then also for prevention, because really the only way to treat a brain injury is to prevent it in the first place.
Right.
And so they've been actively trying to promote things like this When in Doubt, Sit It Out law, which would protect kids from the effects of concussions and brain injuries.
Now, is there a website people can go to get to find more information on all of this?
They do have a website, and I don't have the web address, but
it's
the Brain Injury Association of Connecticut. It's a great cause, and in fact, despite the fact that Governor Rell recognized the Brain Injury Association of Connecticut in the proclamation making this Brain Injury Awareness Month, at the same time, she crossed out a line in the budget which provided their funding. And so they're fighting to stay alive, and they need support from the community, and they need our support in the legislature as well.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, sure. It's a great cause. The other thing is too, when you have a brain injury, it's not like, you know, you hit your hand and you have a black and blue marker. You've scratched it, and it's like, oh, now you know what the story is. I mean, a brain injury, who the heck knows what's going on in there?
That's right. And the symptoms can be as subtle as changes in personality, things that you don't really think about. But we've had clients, for instance, in our office where somebody's been in a car accident, and after that, their personalities change. They either become more aggressive or they become depressed and have problems sleeping.
But you know something, Chris? In a situation like that, the average person is going to say, what the heck is wrong with this guy? You know, they're kind of like slough that off.
Right.
I mean, I know that I would. You know, you wouldn't think of that.
That's been a big problem with returning veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan. The whole recognition of traumatic brain injury for our returning soldiers is really just at the beginning now. And the Veterans Administration is starting to recognize that there are lifelong effects from the types of trauma that being suffered over there.
Okay. All right. I mean, it's something that you really have to get the word out and make people aware. And you guys are doing a great job. Now, if people went to your website, could they get more information?
Absolutely.
Okay. What's your website?
www.koskoff.com. Koskoff is KOSKOFF.
All right. Sounds good. Chris, unfortunately, we have run out of time, but I thank you for taking a moment. Very enlightening.
Thank you, Tony.
All
appreciate
right.
It.
Thank you so much. It is 9:57 here now at WICC. We've got traffic and weather on the way. We have the latest news headlines for you.